a driver, I can't play a driver where I don't care how good it looks or how straight it goes. If it's slow off the face, it's not going to make it.
Yeah.
I need something that comes off the face hot.
This is a Fitting Room podcast with your hosts, Nate Adelman and AJ Volpel.
Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fitting Room podcast. Yeah. AJ Volpel here.
Nate Adelman
over there. And Nate, when we were just talking before we hopped on this intro, because this is an intro to a podcast that we recorded, and we were saying it kind of just hit us that we never released this episode, and we recorded in Jacksonville during the Players Championship. So I guess it's really not that. It's only like a month or month and a half old in terms of when we recorded it.
Well,
but we were like, yo, we never let out the Kevin Na podcast.
In previous seasons, the Players, which is where we get a lot of time with our tour players, the Players is in May. So it's right around now, really. And so we have already gotten through all the new product podcasts, and then we can move into tour player season.
Right.
But this year, it messed us up being so early in the year. So we actually have about three or four podcasts coming up with tour players talking about their 2019 setups. And we'll start with Kevin Na.
Yeah, Kevin Na is a great start because obviously he's new to the Callaway staff. He's one of the newest guys. We only had a couple join the staff this year. But Kevin's interesting because he loves equipment and he knows he's very precise with it. And if there's anything that Nate loves more than precision, please call me and let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Instagram. I want to know what he loves more than a precision tinkerer Kevin Na.
I couldn't agree more. And also the thing that struck me with Kevin Na is how articulate he is about the process that he goes through with clubs, some great analogies, some great metaphors, and a lot of energy. And he's kind of got a little bit of a cult following right now on tour with the way he picks the golf ball up out of the hole.
He started the hashtag. What is the hashtag again? It's like get it. Oh my God, I got to look this up now. See, he actually just posted one the other day.
And then he's being copied all over the place.
It's great.
Tiger's copying him on tour. And it's he's earned himself a lot of fans lately.
Totally. And he's like when you listen to the interview, you'll realize how cool he is. Oh, here we go. He calls it Walk-In Wednesday or the Kevin Na Challenge. And it's essentially, I'm sure everybody knows, but, when he was at the Players, it actually originated at the Players, ironic as it is. When he made a putt, almost before the ball touched the bottom of the cup, he scooped it out. And then right after he went, Tiger did the exact same thing, and then it started to catch on with, just people all over social, and people sent him videos with the hashtag Kevin Na Challenge. It's really good action. Kevin's a great guy, and I'm super pumped that he's on our staff.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. But before that, another reason why we're kind of a little tardy on this is because every Monday we do a lot of preparations for our live Monday Fitting Room show on SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. And if you're not listening, make sure you tune in. 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. It's every single Monday. So I don't know how many Mondays there have been. Let's see if I do the math. That's 1 week, two, carry the
It's been
four.
Probably close to 20.
Multiply it by three. Yeah, it's been about 21 Mondays. See how I did that math?
That's
that was pretty good.
Slick math.
That was pretty good, yeah. So make sure you're tuning into that show. And if there's a topic that you would love to see on the Fitting Room podcast, not the live show, but the podcast, hit us up on the Callaway community, callawaygolf.com/community. Start a new thread in the fitting corner or anywhere. Just start a new thread and say, hey, why have you guys not talked about fitting the right grips in a year or, putters, whatever it is, whatever the subject may be, let us know and we will dedicate an episode to it. Because we have a lot of tour player pods in the bank, which are going to be released, but I know Nate's looking for a little product, so he's looking for some saucy ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So let him know what's up. All right, Nate, you want to get to the podcast? You have anything left to say here?
This is not the talking room. This is the fitting room.
So let's get to it.
Adam Hadwin here, and I'm going to interrupt this program for a very important message. If you like podcasts like the one you're listening to now, I encourage you to listen to the Pirate Ship Show. Little known fact, I listened to the Ship Show right before I shot my 59, and also right before my first PGA Tour victory. Honestly, I did. Download the Ship Show wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's join AJ and Nate for more great fitting advice.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Sitting across from me in Scott Owen's living room here in TPC is Kevin Na. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. This is your first time ever on the fitting room. Are you excited?
Yeah, it is exciting. I got to hit even a few shots out of the backyard to that little tiny green.
That's right. We have a 60-yard island makeshift green set up in the backyard. That's pretty cool. And Kevin was the first person to hit it today. So congrats on that.
Thank you. I got lucky. It's almost impossible. I don't know how I kept it on.
Right.
But this is a good prep for 17.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. At least mentally, you know?
Yeah.
So, Kevin, you made a switch this offseason. Mm-hmm. Usually one of the first questions we love to ask our guests on the show that just switched equipment is the process and how either difficult or how easy it is for some, because we've found out that for some it's obviously more difficult than others. But how did you find that? Because you were with your old company for a while.
Yeah, I was with them for a long time. And well, actually, I played the Epic driver last year.
That's right.
And I played and won with it, and I did very well with it. And it was for me, that driver was an easy switch. It was something that I picked up, and right away I liked it. And you know, people ask me, "Goes, what do you, you know, what goes into making you switch into a club?
Or right.
What do you look for when you grab a club?" It's, I kind of like to compare it as when you're finding a date. You got to like the way
Please,
it looks.
Nate needs his advice. Please, go on.
Nate, are you single?
Yeah.
So you got to like the way it looks, right?
Yep.
So you got to be attracted to it. Mm-hmm. You like it. And then you got to go on a date with it. You got to go take it on the golf course. You got to test it, see how it feels. And it's got to work. You got to be compatible with the club. Mm-hmm. Right away, I liked the way it looked, and I hit it. And it was hot, fast, and it was straight. So it was very easy for me.
Yeah. So the driver is no problem, mm-hmm. but how about irons and wedges and things like that? Is that a little bit more particular?
Well, the 3-wood, the flash, I went through a couple different lofts because mm-hmm. you want to find a height that comes out the way you like it, the spin, mm-hmm. and the distance. I wanted a little bit of a hotter 3-wood this year, and I went to a 13.5. Mm. I'm playing it half inch over. So it's 43.5 mm-hmm. inch 3-wood, and this thing's hot, and it goes forever. I don't know if it's very good for coming into a green, but for a tee shot or something that I'm trying to run up,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like I got a chance from the fairway. If it's dry, 270, 275, I feel like I got a chance to get it up on the green.
Yeah.
So I really like that. And irons, I've tried different ones. I've tried Apex. I've tried the... what else is there?
For irons?
Oh, X-Forged.
X-Forged.
Yep. And I tried...
Musclebacks, maybe?
No, or I'm not good enough to play Musclebacks.
Uh-oh. All right, then I shouldn't be on this show then. Uh-oh, Nate.
Well, Kevin, your co-host over there, AJ, thinks he is good enough to play Musclebacks. And every episode of the show, I try to convince AJ that he shouldn't be.
Oh, my
God. So I appreciate you. I mean, AJ, are you better at golf than Kevin Na?
Most would say no, including myself.
He probably likes the look of it.
I do.
So
I like a small
look. He's probably
look.
One of those guys that deals with, when he goes in a relationship, that as long as the girl's very pretty, he can deal with the craziness.
Wow. That's pretty accurate. No offense to my wife, Jessica, who's definitely not listening, by the way. So it's okay.
No, we're talking about your single date.
Right, so exactly. Which is yes. You know me already. I love it.
But if you really like the way of the play a combo set.
That's
play.
What I do.
Oh, do you?
I do. There you go. I do. I do play a combo set, so that's really funny.
I love this analogy, Kevin. I got to ask you, what is the one factor that you're willing to overlook some other potential shortcomings? We're talking about golf clubs here. Mm-hmm. So is it ball speed? Is it distance? Is it dispersion? Control? Is it the look?
For me,
what is the priority for you?
Ball speed. I can't play a driver where I don't care how good it looks or how straight it goes. If it's slow off the face, it's not going to make it.
Yeah.
I need something that comes off the face hot. The look I could sacrifice, I think.
Yeah.
But if it's hot and it's going somewhere within the ballpark where you're looking, then we can find tweak shafts, you know, settings, whatever you can do to make it work for the ball flight that you want, and we can make it happen.
Yeah.
But if it's not hot, you can't really do anything about that.
Are you looking mainly at TrackMan numbers and technology when you're fitting clubs or when you're testing out new product, or are you doing it by feel, or kind of how are you rely on testing?
First of all, I think I find a club that looks good on TrackMan or Foresight. I use a Foresight machine.
Okay.
So whatever machine that you're on, whatever number that you're looking for, if you see that number, and then I take it out to the golf course and see how it reacts on the golf course, you know, to the turf when the ball coming in, how you can shape shots a little bit, things like that. But if you can't find a number that looks good on the machine, then that's got no chance on the golf course.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I'm looking at your set right now. So you go driver, three wood, and you said three wood into par fives, or do you hit that off the tee?
I hit it off the tee a lot.
Oh, so you hit it off the tee a lot. Oh, okay, cool. So go down from there.
And then I got a hybrid, and then I got this utility 24-degree X-Forge.
Yep.
I love it.
Is that a club that you hit off the tee also?
I do.
Okay.
I probably use it for a lot of par threes. You know,
These
par threes are 200 plus yards these days. But I have a replacement of my 4-iron for which I play Apex Pro. So I can get a little more height, a little easier to hit. I'm looking for that forgiveness.
Yeah, of course.
And then I play 5-iron on down to pitching wedge. And then I have a 50-degree, 54-degree, and a 60-degree. And this is something new this year. I used to play 54-60, and my pitching wedge was a weak pitching wedge. I used to play a 48-degree pitching wedge.
Oh, okay.
But this year, I kept the pitching wedge, whatever standard it is. I think it's around 46.
Yep.
And I put a 50-degree wedge in. And this 50-degree wedge in, when I first saw it, I was like, 12-degree bounce. It's got this wide sole that's Mac Daddy 4.
Yeah.
And the W grind. And I saw it. I was like, man, that sole looks too wide. And I hit it, and the way it reacted through the turf, I couldn't believe it. So I'm always a guy that's a little steep and took a lot of divot. Even though when I was steep, my divots were thin. And it was shorter. It was weird. And my spin control was so much better with this sole. And I feel like this year I've made so many birdies with this 50-degree wedge. I feel comfortable. When I'm in that range, I go, oh, okay, this is going inside 10 feet. And I don't have to worry about, because I was a high spinner, worried about ball spinning too much.
Right.
But it's the perfect amount of spin. It's not like it's not spinning. It's because the way it's going through the turf, I'm not having shots that upshoot a little bit, spin too much, come up short. I'm not having any of that. So I wasn't playing a 54-degree Mac Daddy because I love the 50 so much that I put the 54-degree in. Same thing. Same sole, everything. 12-degree bounce, and I love the way it goes through the turf.
Yeah.
I think it's helped me.
Yeah, and Nate, it's interesting, Nate, when we have different guests on and how particular everybody is about their grinds, and we see like Kevin, you're talking about the W grind. We just had Francesco Molinari on, who was talking about the C grind. You know, like it's interesting how it's so player dependent on the grinds, and that's a great example of that, right, Nate?
Yeah, and Kevin, when you go to, just out of curiosity, if you go to a course that is really tight lies, whether it's Augusta or overseas to the British Open, are you gonna make any changes to that wedge setup, or are you going to keep that as is?
I'll keep it the way it is. I've never been a guy that's really switched when I went to go play different places. Just kind of, you know, dance with who I brought, you know, right?
Right.
So, and I've had success doing that. So I don't really. The only thing I like to change if I ever go to the Open Championship is I used to play a 5-wood. I would take the 5-wood out, put a hybrid in, and then I'd take the 3-hybrid out and put a 3-iron in. It'll be probably a utility, you know, the this one.
Yeah, right, the UT.
Yeah.
Yep. And what about putter? So you're playing a special Stroke Lab jailbreak putter.
Mini jailbreak.
The mini jailbreak. how do you like that so far? And what are some things that you see in that putter that kind of meets your eye and meets your criteria for searching for a gamer putter?
So my first Odyssey putter was the Tuttle. I loved it.
Yeah.
I played the QBE shootout with it. Great. And then I ran into this one, the Mini Jaybird.
Yep.
Jailbreak.
Yep. Or... Yeah,
jailbird.
I know. Jailbreak, jailbird. We have so many. Yeah, I don't know why we're so on this penitentiary kick, but but we are. Yeah, so we get confused too.
And I love the way it looked. It just it sets up so square.
Yeah.
And don't tell anybody, but my tendencies, I hit the toe. I toe putts a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell anybody. We do miss putts. I toe it a little bit, and but I felt like my toe putts, they start online.
Oh.
They start online, and it's because of the way the MOI,
MOI, yeah,
it's forgiving. And my little off-center hits in long putt, the speed comes up pretty close to where the way I hit, you know, the way I want it, and it starts closer to online than any other putter. So it's helping me.
Yeah. Well, you sound like you're pretty dialed in.
Yeah, you know, people, you know, talk about how, you know, putters, it's, you know, MOI is not that important. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
Especially amateurs, trust me, you don't hit the center every time.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I play the highest MOI putter I think we make. I play the Marksman, which is like a bigger mallet.
Okay.
But it's like, I mean, it's probably one of the highest MOI putters that
so
we
if
make.
If you can't make putts with that, you're
that's it,
AJ,
right?
I think you should take that approach.
Exactly. What's that, Nate?
AJ, I think you should take that approach to your irons as well.
No. I never have issues with my irons, all right? It's only putter. It's only putter forgiveness, all right? Not iron forgiveness.
Kevin, have you noticed any difference in feel or tempo having switched to the new Stroke Lab shaft in that putter?
You know, I feel like in the long putts, when you really hit long putts and you feel like there's a bit of a lag in some of the just the regular shaft, I feel like this one's a little bit tighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been like we've heard that feedback from a couple different players. Yeah.
I don't think it's so much in the short putts, but it's in the long putts.
That's exactly what Francesco said. That's really funny you say that.
It's interesting that his result and my result was a little different.
Hey, that happens. That's golf, though, you know. But I wanted to ask you another a little thing. We're going to film it later, actually, is a little driver off the deck.
Mm.
Now, do you ever...
I do.
Do you ever tailor your driver so that you know that you could hit them off the deck as well?
I like to hit driver off the deck. But I think with this new 3-wood, I stay away from it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I hit it last week. I shouldn't say that. I did hit driver off the deck.
Oh, that's really funny. What's a time when like you would hit driver off the deck? Like that a 3-wood that you're like, no, I'm not going to hit 3-wood. I'm going to hit driver instead.
Into the wind.
Oh,
so into
okay.
the wind, you're something, you know, the grounds are firm and you're hitting something low and the thing's going to chase.
Yeah.
And the 3 was going to get up in the air and hit the wind a little bit and come down soft. Mm-hmm. And let's say you're like 270, 275 out.
Yeah.
Slightly into the wind. And you feel like driver, you catch one good, you can run it up there.
Yeah.
And there's got to be no water around too.
Right,
so.
Right. Knowing Nate wouldn't water. He wouldn't care. He'd still take it. He'd still hit it.
Yeah, if you get balls for free, yeah.
Right.
For us low spin guys, the old driver off the deck usually doesn't work too good.
Probably not.
No, that's true.
But if you're the high spin guys, it's a great option if you can control it.
Yeah, no.
If you want to hit driver off the deck, get the old Big Bertha or the Great Big Bertha as the back in the days. And
oh, yeah.
That looks like a 3-wood.
That
now.
Looks like a 3-wood, yeah. Right, literally. Yeah. I know. Nate, any last words from you over in California?
Kevin, we're excited to have you on the team, and we're glad to make it official. You know, you won some of the Callaway clubs in the bag last year, and hopefully there's mm-hmm. plenty more of those this coming year as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Kev, thanks so much for joining us, and come back on the on the fitting room anytime you want. All right,
all right, I will.
After your next win, for sure.
So this week.
Yeah, this week. Right. After you win the Players, you'll come back on.
Perfect.
You'll thank your performance on 17 to us, this little makeshift green over here.
Got it.
All right, cool. Well, thank you very much, Kevin. Thanks for listening, you guys, and we'll catch you next time on The Fitting Room.